specifically, that was a concern. And with the food service, it's around hand washing.
When you mentioned drug use or something, I thought it was through needles or something.
Yes. Yeah, it can be. It can be. And that can also be living in close quarters with people. So,
okay. So you're going to just send us something then.
We can send you the
I think I'm getting the drift. Thank you.
No, it's okay. I don't want to misspeak on that, but the CDC has come out with new guidelines that they're saying that food service workers are not the highest risk for Hep A. So with the free vaccine, any of those groups, and if there are other groups that feel like they would like that, that fall in those categories, we're happy to get that out to them however we can. So jumping down to WIC, our August caseload, we saw over 1,700 families in August, and that's pretty typical for this time of year. We typically see between 1,700 and 1,800 families a month in our WIC clinic. So with summer months, that tends to dip just a little bit with vacations and holidays and things along those lines. Another new offering that we're looking at for the WIC clientele is the online nutrition education option. So other counties that we've been speaking with have been using that with really good success, where individuals that are low risk can actually do their nutrition portion, the education piece online, and then come in and get their vouchers in the clinic. And so we will be trialing that starting October 1 to see how that works for our clientele and make sure we're still serving their needs. We feel like considering the age group that we typically see in the WIC program, that it would probably be a real benefit and seen as a positive thing for them. Another new thing we are trialing with our WIC clinic is we've trained our clerks to become WIC certifiers to help with our workflow and get clientele through faster, and also provide just a little bit of depth on the bench. So if there are vacations, people calling in sick, we've got someone that can step in and help with the things like heights and weights. So just kind of those data collection pieces. So we've been training our WIC clerks on that, and that's something that is also used throughout the state and other health departments. So we're trialing that just to make sure that when we do have someone go on vacation or call in sick or have an exceptionally busy day, we can have that depth on the bench and some backup whenever we are a little bit short-staffed. So with environmental health, we are wrapping up our lodging calendar year. So that is the end of October in the county. So we will have our state or our lodging inspectors will be out wrapping this up over the next few months. We do have a new health inspector. His name is Matt Flint, and he is the one that is in particular going to be inspecting out in the county and also in Hollister. So he's new to our team. He's just been released to go out on his own, and he's doing a great job. So if you see him out and about, his name is Matt, and he's our newest team member at this point in time. Another heads up of things that we have been seeing throughout this year is Legionnaires. So typically we see a couple of Legionnaires investigations a year. That's not atypical. But this year the State Health Department is putting an increased importance to the investigation piece. So the State Health Department actually is sending folks down to investigate those with us. There were some new guidelines released by the CDC. So it's kind of becoming a, I don't know if you saw in the news, in St. Louis on the Illinois side, they had a pretty big outbreak linked to Legionnaires, I want to say late 2018, that kind of spurred the need for new guidelines as far as how it's investigated. So we certainly are seeing that this year we've been seeing a few more investigations than we typically would. An investigation does not necessarily mean that it's a confirmed case, but just that somebody that has had Legionnaires has stayed somewhere down here, and so we investigate that. So if you start to see that on the news, it's largely because the State Health Department is pushing some education on that and just pushing that we do a bit more investigation and partner more closely on those investigations, where in the past, they would call us and we would just go out on our own, let them know what we found. Now they're coming down with us and adding to that investigation piece. So if you hear anything of that or have any concerns, just let us know. We really aren't seeing anything that's, as far as like findings, atypical for our county. In community outreach, we are, this is our busy season. We're out in the community with all of the fall events. We try to have presence at those. We were at the State of the Ozarks this past weekend. We'll be at things like Grape and Fall Fest, a lot of the Halloween fests. So we'll be sure that we're out there providing health education and information to the community. But this is our busiest season for community outreach, being out and about. And then also we're wrapping up our 2019 community health assessment and our community health improvement plan. So the second page is what you've got. Last time I was here, I brought you our preliminary survey results, I believe. So this is actually what the community has decided on as far as the top three health concerns moving forward into the next 3 years. So those are mental health, obesity, and child abuse and neglect. So we will be shifting our focus just a little bit. We already worked in the majority of these arenas currently, but we'll be shifting a little bit differently in how we address these issues. And so what we do is we complete the health assessment. It gives us our three priorities. And then we go forward with a community health improvement plan, which is putting the action plan to how the community wants to address it. So we just wrapped up those meetings with the community, asking them how they wanted to address these and tackle these collectively, because, again, it's really a community plan. It's not just for the health department. And so this outlines just a little bit of where these three health priorities ranked in terms of that the survey and also what people said, and then how the community wants to move forward in addressing these over the next 3 years. So this will guide a lot of our work that we do over the next 3 years. And I would add that these are not super surprising. And really, when looking back at our past two community health assessments, they're pretty well in alignment with what we found at those points in times. I would say mental health has popped up this year as a separate larger issue of concern, and so that's the only thing that I would say is terribly new to what we've been working towards.
On the where it says over the next 3 years we'll improve our youth's access to healthy foods, increase the number of kids eating the recommended amounts of fresh fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. Have you gotten with Barb Beck?
Not with Barb Beck, but we did have some MU Extension folks at the table that work with her. So we had, I think, Jenny Novat was at the table. She's also MU Extension. And then we had several of our schools were at the table. Just a lot of our community partners came in on this.
Okay, so they are, okay, you're aware of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep,
I'll definitely say that's something that it seems like you guys could work on together.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's collaborative.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know me and how much I love duplication of services.
No sense in reinventing the wheel or wasting resources.
That's right.
We would agree with you there. Yeah, and so what we did in the health improvement process with the CHIP is what we call it, is we actually asked everybody, you know, what are you all working towards that fit with these needs that maybe we could all support and bolster instead of let's all create something new? We realized that nobody comes to that table wanting to create a whole new stream of work, and so we're trying to be smart about how do we all just work together smarter instead of separately harder.
Good.
Any questions? And I can definitely send you the hepatitis A information so you have the most accurate information. So I'll send that your way, and then if you do have any other questions, feel free to shoot me an email.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Harvest Moon Festival and Cars Show Liability and Waiver and Release, number 19108. Have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated September 12, 2019. He has reviewed the liability and waiver release, assumption of risk and indemnity agreements that's sponsored by Forsyth Chamber of Commerce for the use of county premises located at 132 David Street and 266 Main Street in Forsyth.
I think mainly they're wanting to use this property for cars. So we just wanted a whole harmless agreement. So I think that's
I think they did that last year.
So,
and his letter pretty much, if Commissioner Schofield signs this, and they'll produce the proof of insurance and sign it, then that'll take care of it.
Move to approve the liability waiver and release assumption of risk and indemnity agreement.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. 2019 Taney County and the TDD Intergovernmental Agreement. And then we've got the notice of renewal. Oh, no, that's the next one. Never mind.
I don't believe it's actually renewal.
It's a new agreement. Yes. I have a letter dated September 13, 2019 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He has reviewed and negotiated the proposed terms of the above reference agreement by and between Taney County and the Branson, Missouri Regional Airport Transportation Development District and the Branson Airport. And the terms of the agreement are he has no further comment and he approves the agreement as to form. He did make some changes.
I think that was what sent out
yesterday. We got it last night?
Last night, yes.
11, yesterday. And it's got many items to go in there, where the old agreement, it's still the $215,000, but it was with one Pacific airline, and this is opening it up to any new airline or the old airline that is doing a new...
expanded service routes or destinations?
Yes.
I think it also had something to do with... I think Travis clarified some definitions on what the Tier 1 guarantee limit was. I mean, I think he cleaned it up for us a little bit.
Well, Brandon, you were probably more familiar with it because sitting on the TDD board, I'm sure they discussed it and went over, but this was, there's a lot of facts to consider in it, but bottom line is it would tie county into it until 2022, is that what I read?
I think it takes it from 2021 to 2022, so it extends it a year, according to...
Well, right now we don't have, right now we're not out anything, because that agreement was with Silver Airlines and they did not come. So they would have until September of 21 to come in for that to be a valid agreement. So that we actually... same as don't have an agreement now, so the county's not, but the financial condition that we're in, if we don't get the law enforcement tax extended past, I just don't see how we can afford to right now to commit us to $215,000 more out of the budget when we know we've got these other expenses coming forth, and the reserves will only last so long. So until we can get more revenue, I can't put that debt up service on the county.
How do you get more revenue? It was asked by a city administrator to you specifically. How do you expect to get more revenue if you're not going to bring in more taxes? More customers, more people to come into. That was what was asked to you. What is the plan? This is a risk mitigation to where if they do come in and they succeed, then there is no. I mean, so what's you're in private business. So if you don't have product to sell, do you advertise for your business, or you just expect people to show up? And it's a similar type of thing. So, I don't understand this to be a voided contract as much as cleaning up an existing contract.
It's not that it's void. It is good if the contract reads that Silver Airlines will come in.
I don't know that to be... In the past, it's always been... And I could be wrong.